Today's daf is Moekot and daf Hey. We'll pick it up at the very bottom of Dalid on the base, the last two words, quoting the Mishnah, talking about Chol Hamoed umesaknin es kilkulei hamayim shibreshus harabim. They're allowed to fix. You could repair any of these like damaged water things that happened during reshus harabim. You can clean them out. You could take out the shmutz and any sort of sediment that had gathered in them. So chatita in chafira lo. So what are these two things? Rashi says, Chotin noflu tsoros bivakokios, like the pebbles fell into the karka, into the thing. Karkis are born to the bottom of the pit. Mala osamoid, you're allowed to take them out. So what it says is that you're allowed to clean them, but to actually dig them, to be chofer, that's not allowed. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shan ela she'ein rabim tzrichin lahem. This is only talking about when the public doesn't need them. But if the public needs them, then not only are you allowed to clean them out, you'd be even allowed to dig. Even more would be allowed. Just because there's a tzorich for the rabbin, therefore you're allowed to. V'hatanya, we learned in a braisa. Chotidin boros, you're allowed to clean out bores like a pit. Shichin ma'oros, ditches and caves. Shel yochid, if it belongs to an individual. Ve'ein sarach loymar shel rabim. And if you can do it for a yochid, so certainly, kal v'chomer, you can do it for the rabim. Ve'ein chofrin boros, shichin ma'oros shel rabim. But you're not allowed to do, be chofer, to dig new ones of these things for the rabim. Ve'ein sarach loymar shel yochid. And certainly you can't do it for a yochid. If we wouldn't know to be more make, you'll do it by the rabim. We said no, so certainly by the yochid you can't. So my love, aren't we talking about Gishrab and Tzrich Lehem? Right? Isn't this Bryce talking about case where the Rabbin needs them, but nevertheless, we say that you're not allowed to do it? Which says, no, lo, b'she'ein Rabbin Tzrich Lehem. We're talking about a case where the Rabbin don't need it, right? De kavoso gabe yochid. The case of about a yochid, that's the Bryce is talking about. She'ein yochid sorech lehem. He doesn't need them. Okay, so then if he doesn't need it, chatito mishari. Right, so then why would you allow to do the cleaning it out? The Hatanya, we learned in a braisa, boros shichin ma'oros shel yochid. If you have these, like again, boros the pits and the caves and the ditches that belong to a yochid, konsin mayim lesochan. You're allowed to gather water into these, aval lo chotidim, but you can't clean it out. Right, v'lo shofines sidkehen. You're not allowed to like plaster up the cracks. That's by yochid v'shel rabim. But if these things belong to the public, chotinosan v'shofines sidkehen. You're allowed to clean them out, and you're allowed to plaster up any of the cracks. So you see from this that on Chol Hamoed, if it's not needed and it belongs to a yochid, you can't clean it out. So Elamais, now how are you going to explain the case? Bishya yochid v'tzarech lehem? You're talking about a case where the yochid needs him? T'kavas l'gabi rabim. So then what would be the corresponding case for the public, for the rabim? Bishya rabim tzarech lehem, right? So then it must be a case where the rabim need it. Chafir mi oser? And if the public needs it, you're not allowed to dig for them? The Hatanya, we learned in a braisa. Boro shichin ma'aro shel yochid konsin mayim l'sochan. Chotinoson avalo shofines sidkehem. So you're allowed to do all these things. You can clean it out, but you're not allowed to clean up the plaster. V'lochotin l'sochon, and you're not allowed to, clean it. V'lo sodin oson besid, you're not allowed to put like the lime on it. That means like it'll hold the water better. V'shel rabim, but when it comes to the rabim, choifrin oson, those you could dig out. V'sodin oson besid, and you're allowed to put the lime on it to get the water to stay in. So you see from this braisa, in a case where there is a tzorich for the rabim, that you're allowed to dig out these things. So Elkasha Hach Kamaisa. So then the first Brisa, which says that you can't dig out new ones for the Rabbim, it's Akasha. Right? So that's gonna be answered like this. Tarit Hachi. Chotitin Boros Shel Yochid. You would be allowed to clean out the bor that belongs to an individual. Kishi Yochid Sarich Lahem, if the person needs it. Ve'ein Sarich Lahem, and certainly Bishal Rabbim, Bishal Rabbim Sarich Lahem, and if you could do it for a Yochid, so we're going to be, that's which we're more usually strict about, so certainly the Rabbim could do it. Da'afilu Chafira Mutter, you're even allowed to dig them out. And that's in the Shulchan Rav Paskins. The simon for this is Tof Kuf Mem Dalid. That's the simon Siv Beis. Boros Umayanos It's interesting, our Mishnah didn't use the word Mayan, but wells and you know, springs, Shalrabim, Shinofa Behen Offer of Avonim, Niskalkalu, right? All the schmutz fell in and they got ruined. Mutilisaknam Afilu Ain Rabin Srichanahem Ato. You're allowed to use it even if the Rabin doesn't need it right now. Kaven She'enu Masa Uman. We'll get to that later on in the Masechet about it's not a professional driving, maybe on Davov we'll get to that, but it's not a professional action. You know, you have to be skillfully trained how to do this. Boros mechadosh, but to dig brand new boros, shehu ma'ase uman, that is, you need training for that. Not anyone can just dig a well. Im harabim tzrich lahem ato, if they need it mutter. Afilu im kavno b'malachta b'moed. Even if you purposely planned on doing this, meaning I could have done it earlier, but I planned on doing it now. There's more people available, and we'll see again later on in the Masechta that perhaps since it's being paid from the funds are being paid from the communal funds, so we try to find a time when people are off from work, and since there's more workers, they'll be able to take, they'll be willing to take the job for less pay. It continues the Shulchan Aruch Afilu Befarhesia, even it's in public. Vetirchiaseira, it's a big schlep, a lot of work. V'im ein tzrichim lahem ato, but if you don't need them right now, v'lo yasu, don't do it. Avabor shichin, marsha yachid, but for the yachid now, also lach baruchom mechadosh. You can't dig out new ones. Afilu tzarech lahem ato, if you need it right now. Im haya asuyim kavar, if you already had pre-existing ones, v'niskalkalu, and they got ruined, the dirt fell in. Im tzarech lehem ato, so if you need it now, mutter l'saknem, you can. V'im ein tzarech lehem ato, but if you don't need it now, also l'saknem, you're not allowed to fix it up. Aval mutter l'hamshich mayim l'sochan afilu ein tzarech lehem ato, but you're allowed to draw water into it even if you don't need it. Mishbro speaks over here in Sifkat in Tazayin, Os Lasak, why can't you fix it? So he says, Debiyachir Afilu Maisehed Yod Osir, Ki'im Tzarech Moed. So that's not allowed unless it's for the actual Moed itself. Okay, so let's continue now in the Gemara. It's Moses of the Ein Choifrin Boros Shichin Oros. Shel Rabin, Mishain Rabin Tzvich Lehem, the Ein Tzorech Loim, Mishal Yochid, Chi Ein Yochid Tzorech Lehem, Afilu Chatit Nami Osir. Because if, like we just said, if the Yochid doesn't need it, so you can't even clean it out, right? Okay. Omer Ravashi, Masnisin Nami Daika. You can make a diak from our Mishnah the same way. Diktani, right again, what's the diak? That when there's a need for these things, then you could, even on Cholomoid. Diktani, Osin Kol Tzarechi Rabin. Right, you're allowed to do all the needs of the rabbim, of the public. Kol asuye mais, what's the word kol come to add, right? Lav lisui chafir, doesn't come to tell me that you're allowed to dig out these things, it's mutter. Lo, no, not when it comes, lasuye hadetanya, for the following braisa. Talking about a cholamoid, right, that these shluchim would go out, yotzin lekavetz es hadrochim. They would go out to, like, you know, clear out all these thorns from the road. Ulasakines rechoivos, and to fix the streets. The esha is teratos. So what are these things? It's interesting. The Steinsaltz explains that this word comes from the Latin strato, which means like a street. Right, okay, that's where you want to know what the words mean. Look in the Steinsaltz. It says the lomod esha mikvos, and they could measure out the mikvos to make sure that they have the correct amount. V'chol mikvos she'ein bo arbaim saw. And if it doesn't have, 40 saw, so 40 saw, I believe the gallon, that's the equivalent of 66 gallons, if I'm not mistaken. That's how much arbaim saw is, right, for the mikvah. So then what do you do if they find this, it's lacking? Margilin lesocho arbaim saw. So then they direct the stream of water into it. Regalta is Aramaic for a stream. So they push the water into it, so they make sure that it's not going to become mayim shuvim, but they can direct it into there, and that way they will fix all of these things. Okay, now what the Gemara is going to do is to quote, I think, 9 different psukim, both from Chumash and from Navi, about these topics about preventing something, a mishap from happening. Says the Gemara, Uminayin, where do we know? She'im lo yotzu v'asu kol eila. So they don't do and fix all these things that they're supposed to. She'kol damim shenish pechu sham male lehem hakosuv ki'iluhem shafuchum. How do we know that literally the blood is on their hands, that they did it? So the pasuk says, Tam alomer v'haya alecha damim. Right, that this, it will be on you, the blood will be on you. So, one second. Rashi says, Kol dom nishpechu sham kigon bekotzim shebedrochim, like these thorns, they didn't take the wind, people get hurt, so the blood is on their hands. Tosis says, V'hayalecha domim pirsh bin achananel nokit le lahaikro mi parshas maka. So what's the maka? So that's in Devarim chaf beis ches. So it says, Ki sivne bayis chodosh vasisa maka. Right, when you build a brand new house, you have to make a maka, the protective fence around it for the roof. In those days, they didn't have the slanted roofs that we have now. They had, that was like a room in the house, so people were up there working, so you had to prevent somebody from falling. That there won't be any blood on there. Interesting discussion about this idea of maka. Sounds like, you know, to make a mitzvah on this, it's being done to prevent. To prevent somebody from getting hurt. So you make a brach on this. I even saw one of the Rishonim learns that if a goy would make it for you, the goy can make the bracha. Interesting idea to think about. But the pashtus is that's the way the Tosfos quotes from the Rebbeinu Chananel. There's another pasuk earlier back in Shoftim. Yud tes pasuk yud. V'lo yishafich dam naki bekerav artzicha. Asher Hashem lokecha noisein lechal nachla. V'haya alecha domim. So it could be probably that's the pasuk that's being referred to. But again, interesting idea about making a bracha on the makah. Okay, so let's continue now. Ha, one second. Behedya Kitani law. We learned this beferish already. Mesaknin es adrochim, you have to fix the road, vesarachoivos, the streets, ves mikvos and the mikvos, vaoisin koltsarche rabim. Lasuye mai, what's this coming to add? Lav lesui chafira, shmamino. Yeah, when the Mishnah means to talk about these things, that you're allowed to, you could dig the new boros if that's in fact needed by the rabim. So mitzainin es akavoros. The next part of the Mishnah says that we mark up the graves. On Chol Moed, so that people should know not to go past and become Tomei. Amrib Shim ben Pozi, Remez Litzion Kevaros min HaTorah Minayin. Where is there a hint to this? Satam Elohim, Vera Etzem Adam Uvona Etzlo Tzion. That they were going to see a person's house, oh, I'm sorry, a person's bone, and they're going to set up a Tzion, like a sign by it. So this over there is interesting. The Pasuk is in Yechezkel, it's talking about over there, there's going to be like a second war, Gog and Magog, like, you know, from the Haftarah of Sukkot, and it says that afterwards they're going to make a grave for Gog. That's what the Pasuk is. So you see that there's going to be making a Tzion for the dead bodies. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, one second. Ha Mikaime Delesi Yechezkel Man Amar. Before the Navi Yechezkel came and gave a hint to this, who said that they had to, you had to mark them up, right? Meaning, like, well, this is a chiddush of Yechezkel, even before Yechezkel ben Buzi lived, the Navi, people were makpid on Tumantara. Okay, Latamech. So now Tamech, the Rabbi Sabalovsky always points out, Latamech means you have a kasha on me, but the exact same kasha that you're asking on me can be asked back on your sheet as well. But according to your reasoning, Latamech, Hada Omer of Chizda, Dover Ze, Mitoris Moshe Rabbeinu Lolamanu, right? We have a halacha that we don't learn from Moshe. Midivre Yechezkel ben Buzi Lamanu. We learned it from Yechezkel ben Buzi. Kol ben Necher era lev era boser lo yavu el mikdashi lesharseni. Anybody who's an oro, who's not circumcised, right? Whether it's or a lev or a boser, right? Flesh or their heart, they're not allowed to work. So before Yechezkel, who said this, that the people can't work in the base of Mikdash? El Gomorrah Gemira lo. Right, you have to say this is a tradition that we had. But also Yechezkel asmochav akro, Yechezkel came and hung it on a verse. Hachanami, so to the answer of this Gemara Gemiri law, it was a tradition we had. But also Yechezkel asmochav akro, and Yechezkel came and put this on the pasuk. Rivav omer mehacha, so a different source for marking up the graves. V'tame tame yikra, that by the mitzora, so he has to call out that he's Tomei. Tuma Korolo. The person's walking by. Vomeres lo prosh. Separate from me. V'chein om Rebbe Uziel barbreid Rebbe Uziel brava. So you have Rebbe Uziel, the grandson of Rebbe Uziel, the great one. Tuma Korolo vomeres lo prosh. He cries out, I'm Tomei, you have to separate yourself from me. V'hoi hachi huda osa. One second, that's where the pasuk comes. V'humi boy leil chidetanya. We used it for a braisa. V'tome, tome yikra. Why are you telling me that you have to, make a tzion for the tumor. This is that the mitzvah has to call out. Tzorech l'odia tzaro l'rabim. He has to tell people how much tzar he's in. Rabban vakshim alav rachmi, and people are going to daven for him. That's why he has to scream out like this. There's a Rambam over here in Tumas Tzaras in a Perek Yud Halacha Vav. Says the Rambam, mitzvahs asei shiyeh hamitzora hamuchlat mechusa roish. He covers his head. Kol yimei cheluto. Right, the whole time he's sequestered. Va'ota al svam goes goes over his head like to his mustache area. Ka'ovil, right, like a person mourning. Pori magada b'tirs klod nadia havurim. He tells the people passing by. Alav shehu tamei shenemar v'hatzora asher bonaga. Afil koin gadol shenitz arua pori avurim she'asa she'asei doiches lo sasei. Va'asa b'sheila shalom doesn't say lo koli mechluto. Ke'ovil, he's like a mourner. Shenemar v'asavam yateh she'es vasav devukois. His lips should be closed, sealed up. Ava kore v'shonim v'dorish. Right, he can learn. For us, the zapir chabes koli mechluto doesn't get a haircut, doesn't bathe, wash his clothes. Really, v'nohig bechol hadavarim ha'ela afilu b'asos v'yom tovim. That's how he spends Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'harehu muta berechitza. He's allowed to wash v'sicha and to anoint himself in the ilas of sandal, wear leather shoes, tashmish amita, have relations. V'zogei v'zmitaso gishar hayom. Like everybody else. But you see that this part of this is to be modia others that they should daven on his behalf. Right? I think we quoted the Gemara in Shabbos that it talks about putting the red string around it so people will notice and take notice. Oh, this tree, why is there a string around it? And they'll realize this tree needs a tefillos, so daven for it. So do we have to daven for people in the community who we know are in need of a refuah? Okay, so says now Gemara, Ib Kane, if it's true, the pasuk was really only coming to teach me one of these ideas, lichto vitame yikra, just write once, right? That he'll cry out, I'm Tomei. My vitame Tomei. Why does it say it two times, right? So Shema Mino, we see from here, Tarte, that there's two concepts from the fact it says it two times. First of all, you learn that the Mitzvah has to tell the people that he's Bitzar, people will daven for him. And the second thing is that he also has to warn people that he's Tomei, so people avoid coming any contact with him and not becoming Tomei themselves. Okay? Abai Om Mehocha, another source. Velifne Ive lo site Michshol. Okay, not to put a stumbling block before the blind. Rav Papa Omer v'Omer solu ponu dorech. A pasuk in Yeshayahu, clear the way, right? That meaning that the roads have to be cleared from any sort of obstacles or hazards. Rabbi Inana Omar harimu michshol miderech ami. Take away the michshol, the stumbling block from the way of my nation. Amr Yoshua bereid Rav Idi Amr v'hodata lehem es aderech asher yelchu bo. You have to tell them. This is with by Moshe and Yisro. You have to tell them the derech that they should go in, right? You have to properly, that includes like changing, making sure the roads are able to be walked upon. Marzutra omer v'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitum osom. You should warn them, separate the b'nei Yisrael from anything that is tameh. Rav Ashi omer, again, many sources for the same idea. Ushamartem es mishmarti. You should make this is the source of rabbinic safeguards, right? Of shnius l'rayus, etc. Asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. You should make a shmira for my laws, right? I mean, you have to make certain things in place in order to prevent from people from transgressing the halacha. So in our context, what does that mean? You have to make sure that people don't become tameh. So that you have to mark off the graves so that they're not going to bring the truma or anything else. Ravina Omer Visam Derech Arenu Beyesha Elokim. Right? I will Pasuk in Tehillim, right? I will show you the Yeshua, the salvation of Hashem. You have to mark the roads that are pure so you can walk on them. Okay, so once it comes in this Pasuk, so now that we have a drush on that. Omer Yeshua ben Levi. Kol ha sham orchosav. Anybody who literally thinks about and makes a cheshbon of his ways, his derech, zoyche v'roa b'yeshuaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll be zoyche to see the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the plusik says. Shne'emar v'sam derech, al tikre v'sam ela v'sham derech. Don't read it sam, right, as a sin with a shin, v'sham, that you are, I guess, like a lishon shum of appraising. Arena b'yesha elokim. You will see the ways. Rashi says, where's the Rashi? At the bottom, like about 8 lines up. V'sham derech she'osin siman ve'eze derech yelchu. Right? Which way to go? Arena b'yesha elokim. Ze sham orchosav v'mhameh. Chashiv hesved mitzvah keneged schar. He thinks what he's going to lose by doing the mitzvah, what he's going to gain. Schar veira keneged hepseda, like in Pirkei Avos. So think about what the reward for the veira is when he loses. Visham kimo shamin, like to evaluate the it. That's what it means. Now, according to this, is a fascinating idea over here that maybe they're not necessarily always arguing on all these things. But that each one, Tosfos says here, Rav Papa Amar Sol Sol Kol Chad VeChad. Second Tosfos from the bottom. Nokit Mai Dehavi Masik Adaite. Each one, they're all not arguing according to Tosfos. They're not disagreeing with each other. Just each one saying like what came to mind. V'lo Pligi El Orcha Demilsa Kol Chad Masik Adaite Mai Delo Masik Chavre Adaite. He's thinking, I have a pasuk that you didn't say, and you have a pasuk that I didn't say. So that's the way Tosfos learns it up. The Marshal learns much differently. The Marshal says, no, really, there was a problem. There was an inherent pircha that one could ask on each one of these psukim, and that's why he kept on going through them. The Marshal says here in the back, V'hudochuk, this is hard to say, Mikame mekroi doraisa lo masik adaite v'anevim maske adaitayu? Right? He says, what, they're holding better in Navi? Maybe, I don't know, but they knew the Navi better than these psukim in Chumash didn't come to them. Lifnei Iver, they didn't think about. That one they missed, but these psukim from you know, Navi Yeshayahu and from Tehillim, right? These they came up to. So you see, it goes through a whole Rechus. We're not going to read the whole thing inside, but he points out what is the problem with each one of those, right? Oh, wait, so that's what I'm going to get to in a second. Let me finish up the Gemara, and then we'll come back. This is the Marshal I want to say over. So, Rabbi Yanai Havile Hahu Talmida, he had a certain Talmid, every day he would ask him good kashas in the shir. The Shabbos of the Rigla, but when it came, the Shabbos of the Regio, he wouldn't ask any questions, right? Lo Havi Makshile, he wouldn't ask him, because he didn't want to like embarrass him, and make him feel bad. It's now on Amud Beis. V'kari aleh v'sam derech arena v'yesh elokim. Right, because he realized that he didn't want to upslug his rabbi in front of everybody. Therefore, that's why he made a cheshbon that not to do this. So 1 second. Tosfos says v'shabta rigla. Shabbos shel yom haregel shahaya darshin v'hayim eskabzin kol b'nei ha'ir lishma hilchos shel regel. Darshin in the halachas. The Marshal says over here that no, there was different types of shiurim that the Rebbe used to give. His daily shiur was like an in-depth pilpul shiur, right? And that you could ask kashas on. But this is just like, not less important, but like lighter in content, something that's perhaps more shavlechol nefesh, so that people would understand it. And here he didn't ask any kashas. Right, the Marshal says, "V'ka'amar b'chol yom adahavi sham talmidim beis amedrish ha'yeloi made v'dorish lahem devarim she'ainim pshutim." It wasn't simple things. V'efshir shahay behen lahakshos kushios hasoyser al kushios. Those they could ask, they could destroy it, they could support it. Avav b'shabbos rigla, but on this like Shabbos agadol drasha shahay sham kibutz hamoin am ha'yedorish lahem devarim pshutim the talmidim. It was such a simple thing. But for the people, the Balabatim, who weren't sitting and learning in Kolel full time, for them, it wasn't so simple. There wasn't like a kasha to destroy us. So he's explaining like this, that he still went anyway. He still went, even though he thought that like, there's nothing I can learn, nothing I can gain from this, from hearing just like the, Balabatsha Torahs. He went anyway, and that's what it means that he figured out the cheshbon of what he would gain by coming for that as well. Okay. Keep going now on the top of Amud Beis, Tan Rabbanan. Ein mitzainen lo al kezayis min hames. We don't mark up a kezayis of a dead body, velo al etzim kisora, not the bone of it's a size of a like barley, velo al dover she'enu mitame be'oil, and something that's not going to make tumas oil. Aval ba mitzayin kol hashidra, but we do mark the spine, Val ha-gogolas, and the skull, val roiv bin, val roiv minyan hames, or the majority of the body, or the majority of the number of the bones that are in the body. The Rambam, where is this? Is in Tumas Mace, Ches, Tes. Kol ha-moitzi kever, o mace, o dovrar, shabbatameb, ohel, mace, chay litzayin alev, kadesh, lo yeh, tokolu la'achirim. Right, you have a chiyuv to do this so people don't stumble. Continues on the Gemara, ve'eim etzayinin al havadaus. We don't mark off something that is vadai, certainly tame. Ava matzayinin es hasveikos. We do it if there's something as a suffix. Ve'eil hein hasveikos. So what are the sveikos? Sochochos, that's like an overhang. Ofros is like that's a protrusion. Beis apras, I'm going to give definitions of these terms. Ve'eim amidin etzion b'mokum tuma. We don't put it where there is a place of tuma. Shalola hafsid es hataharos. We don't want them to ruin the taharos there. Ve'ein marchikin tzion b'makom tuma. We don't make it too far away. We're marking off the place you can't go. Shel hafsid es eretz yisrael. We don't want to increase the areas where people are not allowed to go in eretz yisrael. So now the Gemara wants to work out the brisa. Kazayis min hameis ein matami ba'ohel. Is that really true? That if you have a kazayis hameis, that's not going to be tuma. Tuma's ohel. Ohel again means that if you have something that's spread over it, like for example, let's say classic case. Certain cemeteries, like in Queens, I think on the Jackie Robinson and others, they have trees that one side of the branches extend over the graveyard, and the other side goes onto the highway or the sidewalk. So a Kohen's not allowed to walk under anywhere under that tree because the tumah that's from the grave goes up, hits the branches of the tree, and goes throughout the entire space of the tree. And therefore, it goes on the other side. So even the person's not in the graveyard, but they're walking under the tree, that's part of it. So that's an application, this concept of tumah oil. So again, the Gemara says, "Kazayis min hameis, ein tumah oil, v'hatnan." We learned in Olos. Elo shemitamin ba'ohel kazayis min hameitz. You see, beferish it is. So Amar Papa hach b'kazayis mitzumtzon askinan. No, we're talking mitzumtzon. I mean, it's exactly the size of a kazayis. So what does that mean? Sof, in the end, michser choser. It's going to become lessened. It's going to diminish. So mutav yisrafu alav truma k'roshim lefi shav al yisrafu alav lo'olam. So it's better for temporary for it to become the tomb there, but not to do it forever, because since it's going to shrink, this piece of the mace is going to decompose and shrink, so then it's not going to be a problem in the future. But if they did mark it, then people are going to continue to keep burning any of the tomb or any other thing that touches it, so they're going to assume that it was always there. So it's better not to mark it up if it's mitzumtzum. The elahin is sveikos. So now, the Gemara says the next part, what does it mean, the things that are sveikos? Sechachos uparos. These overhangs and these protrusions, right? It's in the base of pras also. Sechachos ilan hamesach al haaretz. This is a tree that hangs over the ground next to the cemetery, as we just explained. So on one side of the branch, there could be a corpse there. And if there is, so then it makes like a tent, an ohel, and it transfers it everywhere. Paraos, what are these protrusions? These are avon and peruos hayotzeis min hagader. These are like stones that stick out from a wall. They're not like, you know, straight and flush with it, right? And then if the stone goes over the mace, then that makes it tumas ohel, and then anybody who passes underneath will be a problem. Beis apras, kitzanon, like we learned in Mishnah in Oholos. Hachoresh es hakever harehu oise beis apras. If you plow a field that had a grave, so that makes it beis apras. V'kamehi oise. Right, so how much is it? Malomana mea ama. It's the full length of it, of the how much you plowed out, which is mea ama, 100 amas. Ubeis apras mimatan ba'ohel. So someone asks, one second, does the beis apras really make it too much ohel? You can just blow ahead as you walk. If you blow any bones, they're going to be moved to the side, so it's fine. So you see, there's no real concern about becoming tummy through Tumas Ohel in the base of Pras, because if it was, you wouldn't be allowed to walk this way, right? Why would you blow away? Because we assume that by blowing, it's clearing it out, right? So the Rav Yehuda Bar Ami Mishmei De'ula Amar Beis Apras Shenidash Tohor. He says if you had something that was trampled, like it's a well walked path or something like that, that's Torah. So both of these sources show that a Beis Apras does not make something Tameh, and that's against our Mishnah. We just said that it does. So Amar of Papa, no, lo kasha. There's no kasha over here because we'll make a chiluk. Can one case where the price says you have to mark it out because it can make tumas ohel, that's besodesh ovid bokever, where there was something that was lost in there. We know it was, it just got lost. Can, but the case where it does not make a tumas ohel, That Shenechrash Balkever. That's where they did. They plowed it over. And it's not clear whether it was bones either, like, you know, got strewn throughout the field or not. So in that case, where the it does not become tummy through the tumas ohel, and you have to mark it up. Visada Shenechrash Balkever Besa Pras Karile. Is that what you call it? You call the Besa Pras? In, yes. Atanya. Shlosha Besa Prase. There are three categories, three types. Soda shenevad bo kever, right? One that had a kever was lost now. Visoda shenechash bo kever, one that was plowed with the kever. Visoda boichin, and you have a crying, a weeping field where they cry. Maisa de boichin, why is it called that? Ravashi, oh, I'm sorry, Rav Yoshua bar Abba, Mishmei de ula omer, soda shematirin bo mason. That's where they take leave, they say goodbye to their mason. So Rambam over here, again the same parak, it's back in Halacha Dalid. This is a place that's close to the cemetery. Shehanashim Yoshvos Sham Uboichos. The women would sit there and cry. They would sit there and cry. There's a Ritva also. The Ritva goes through a whole thing. I want to read it. He's talking about let me just read one more line, then we'll go back to the Ritva. Says the Gemara, right? Over time of Mai, right? Why do you have to be worried about there's tumah here in this Sdei Boichin? Amar Ameimar Mishum Yeush Bailim Nogubo. Because they've despaired of ever getting back the things, so therefore they touched upon it, right? That were concerned that when you're transporting a mace from far away, so then it could have been like a loose limb that would fall off into the field, and they wouldn't see it by the people who are carrying it, and they just left it there, right? And over time, this happened frequently, so they all went through this place where they would, like, you know, pass over, like a Chevra Kadish or something, like, would give over to the people who are going to bury him, so we have a real concern over there. The Ritva, just say it quickly. No.
This
is the place where they would recite the Siddur Kadin. They talk about like a hespit on them. That's why I say goodbye to them. Okay, fine. That's this idea of the place. This sounds like a place, according to the Ritva, where they would give the eulogies. That's the place. I'm just stopping people crying. It's an emotional thing. Okay, continuing in the Gemara. V'sada shenecharash bo kever lo boi tzion. You don't need to put a marker on that? Really? V'hatanya, we learned in a braisa. Motza sada mitzuyenes. If you found a field that's already marked up. V'ein yodea mativa. And you don't know what exactly is the nature of this. So you look. Yesh bo ilonos, if there are trees in this field, so then biyadua shenechrash bo kever, then you know that it was plowed, because you're allowed to plant trees in such a field like that. Ein bo ilonos, but there are no trees in it, biyadua she'ovid bo kever, you know that it was lost in it, because it's also to plant trees in this type of field. So if it's suitable for planting trees, and there aren't any, you see it's a fertile land, so it's clear it must be because they lost a grave in it. Rebbe Yehuda oimer ad shehesham zokin o talmid. There has to be a zokin, an elder, or a talmid chacham. They'll tell you about it or not. Lefi she'ein hakol bekiin bedover. Not everybody knows. Not everyone's an expert in this. Maybe it wasn't really plowed. So, but what do you see from this? You see the Braisa says that a field in which they did plow it is also marked up. So Amar Rav Papa Kitanya Hahi. When we talk about that Braisa b'sodesh ala bokever, did sinua that it was lost. They immediately marked it up. Yesh bo ilanos, and if it has the trees, biyadua shenechrash bo kever. That was plowed. Ein bo ilanos doesn't have trees, biyadua she'ovid bo kever. We know we lost kever in there. V'leichash dume ilanos migavai v'kever miboroi. So maybe we should be concerned, michoshes, the trees are inside the field, and the grave's outside of it. And the actual side of the grave was never plowed, it was lost. How can you rely on the simon is whether the trees or not, and that'll tell you whether it was, right? So k'da'amar ula ba'omdin al gvulin. Case is when they were along the gvul, like the boundaries of it. It's next to the Shusa Rabin. Because you're not going to say a case where they're putting a kever is going to be outside that in the Rishus HaRabim. You don't bury a corpse in Rishus HaRabim. So it has to be that the kever is between the trees, right? And therefore it was plowed. So Hachinami, so to over here, but Omdim Al HaGavulin. It's a case where the trees are going along the borders. Okay, now the top of Vav, a little bit on the Dilma Tuma Migavoy the Ilanus Miborai. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the Tuma is on the inside and the trees are on the outside, and only the areas that are between the trees were plowed, and the inner part was not plowed. Bimisubochin. No, the trees are all scattered throughout the whole thing. So it's right. It's very likely that the whole thing was exactly plowed. You might say another Teretz. Ha Amaron Ein Marchikin Siyam Mimalkam Tuma. We don't make it too far away. Shalahaf Sidas Eretz Yisrael. We don't want to unnecessarily cause people not to be able to walk. You see, the cheshivas of Eretz Yisrael, we don't want to lose any land in it, right? And so if there was the tzion was near the trees, so then mistalma, we can assume the trees are close to the actual place where the grave is, and therefore it was plowed. Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer Ad, Shesham Zokin, O Talmud, until there's a Talmud Chacham there, or one of the elders, the Fisha Eina Kol Bekim Bedover, Amr Abai, Shema Mino. You see from the statement, Tzurvame Rabbonin, that the Talmud Chacham, the Ika B'masa, who's in the city, the Rav of the city, Kom Ili D'masa Ale Ramya. He has to be in charge of everything, has to be knowing what's happening, because all these halachic decisions, he has to know what the Metzias is. There's a comment from the great Sfar Shagod, the Stechemed. He writes that he sees there's a minig in the Ashkenazim, and he's not sure where it comes from, that whenever they would expand the borders of Beis HaChaim, the cemetery, that they would have a Gadol Hador come to be there for this thing. And even said they would even pay him money to be there at this time. And he explained, not sure what it is, and he quotes our Gemara here, Davav. That the Talmud Chacham is the one who's going to know what exactly are the borders and what are where the tumah spreads to. So he was there. He'll be able to give reliable edus as to what exactly happened. So he quotes. He thinks that's the sources, but he gives a different example, maybe based upon the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Mem Dalin. The Gemara over says that really a person should be makdim tefillah letzara, that before bad things happen, you should daven for it. So that's why the Talmud Chacham is coming out there. The Talmud Chacham, he says, the Steich Emed. He explained that the Talmud Chacham's coming because why are you expanding the graveyard? Unfortunately, Chas v'Shalom, people are dying. More people are going to die. So he's going to go there and be mishtatev with them. He's going to daven with them. And that's the idea of having the tefillah come before the tzara, before the people pass away. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick it up here with Davav next time.